Is Jameis 3 in New York?
Yeah, Jameis is not.
Are they
going to
keep Jameis?
I think so. I mean, especially with the whole the rule they have now, the 49ers rule, where you can have the emergency quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll.
You know, it went bad for you when you got a rule named after you,
bro. That was.
Do you make a move? Is that worth doing? Is that? I mean, is it worth doing?
If Raiders, Jameis,
yeah.
Not for me.
Okay.
I've got my. No,
Jameis was your guy.
He is.
You were showing up next weekend in a Jameis Winston jersey.
I've got my experience QB already in Geno. Anybody else I'm bringing in is to see if I can find
a. But you need a body. You probably need a body.
Yeah, I'll go find. I'll find one of these.
Snoop Huntley, it is.
Yeah,
then
I'll find one. But I'll even go younger than that. I'll go. I don't know. Rosen or something. Not Rosen.
Rosen.
Rosen not young no more.
Rosen who?
The Rosen one.
Josh. Oh my God.
He not young no more.
There's no way Josh Rosen is on a football team right now.
He's definitely not on a football team right now. That's what I'm saying. I'll go find somebody like that.
Josh Rosen, 28 years old. Literally says an American former football player. Oh man.
I remember, man
hasn't played in 2 years.
I'm finding some young.
3 years.
I'm finding some young guy. I'm finding some young guy that gets cut on cut down day. I already got my OG.
I can't believe Josh Rosen was really that bad.
I can't believe it either.
I cannot believe that man was that bad.
He got
bad.
A bunch of chances though.
Did he?
Did he? Cardinals got rid of him. He went to Miami.
Miami was a legitimate. Well,
Tampa Bay.
Did he have a shot to do? He didn't have a shot to do anything.
Yeah, he started
Tampa
games. Or not in Tampa Bay, but Miami started.
No, in Miami, he definitely did. Like, he went to Miami to be their quarterback. But maybe he didn't need a chance after that. Maybe that was kind of it. Because he had Tampa Bay.
And then the Niners.
You, yeah.
And then he went to Atlanta.
No, he had practice squads after that.
He went
to
Atlanta. That was it, and he was done.
Did he? He didn't play in Atlanta.
4 games.
Oh, he did.
He's got four games on the Pro Football Reference. But Miami gave up a second round pick for him. He stunk it up, and I think maybe the rest of the league's like, yeah, he's not good.
Threw 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 3,700 yards, 62% his final season at UCLA.
Mm. Can't believe it. I thought he was good. Here's a couple of free agents that I see right now, and that's. Just ain't getting the job done. C.J. Beathard.
Okay.
Jeff Driscoll.
All right. Driscoll's got to be 70. He's got to be Marv Levy's age.
9 years in the league. And Jake Fromm. Maybe I'd sign Jake Fromm.
Nope, he's working insurance now.
Damn.
That's facts, by the way.
Damn, well.
Well, good for him.
Good for him. Warner was working at a grocery store.
Yeah, you got to let that go. You can't keep holding on to the one. Like, we got to let that go.
Oh man.
Did they ever make that movie about him?
Yeah, it sucked.
You watched it?
Was it the likes of the
Sean
Payton movie?
No, but I know it sucked cuz what people said about it.
Oh, okay.
I think it was worse than the Sean Payton movie. At least that one had Kevin James in it.
Well, that's true. For reasons known to no one.
And who was Kurt Warner again?
He was the Shazam. Whoever played Shazam.
I thought Shaq played Shazam.
No, this is a new Shazam.
Wait, what? Shaq was in a movie called Shazam, right?
Yeah.
What was the movie Shaq was in?
I think it was Kazam.
Oh, Kazam.
Yeah.
Was he a genie?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's when, like, Hogan was Mr. Nanny. That's when Shaq's movie career just like, nah, it didn't hit. Kazam.
Oh man.
He did, and then he did Blue Chips. Did he do any other movies? That he starred in.
Did you already say like the superhero one? Didn't he do a superhero movie?
Wasn't that Kazam?
That was the genie.
Also, Zachary Levi or Levy played Kurt Warner.
What?
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Shazam.
Where's his filmography? Come on, Shaq. Man, Shaq's Ooh. Oh, my Shaq God. Shaq was in hella movies.
Shaq was in town over the weekend.
I saw that.
Yeah, man.
I saw that. All right, forget it. Go to TC. So I think the only movie that he really starred in, like starred in, was Blue Chips, Kazam. Oh, Steel.
That's the movie you're thinking of.
He's in a movie called Steel. Let's see what sort of ratings did Steel get. Shout out. 8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn. Well.
Let's see what TC thinks here. 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Hey, I think his hardest movie was Blue Chips.
You're not really going out on a limb with that one, because your other choices are Steel and Kazam.
Yeah, Kazam was all right, the little genie, but Blue Chips, bro, was his one movie. And I'm at the point right now, bro, I'm like, just bring him in the building, bro. Sign him, and we'll worry about the minutes. I'm talking
about Sign Shaq?
No, we're talking about Westbrook.
Who the hell is we? Bro, you're talking about Westbrook.
I know. I am. Listen. Okay, well, listen. I am. If I was Scott Perry, if I was in the GM, I'd bring Russell Westbrook in right now as a TC, right? TC is saying it's nobody else. I'd bring the dude in the building, and I'll worry about the minutes, about who's playing what, feelings and all that, bro. I'll worry about all that on the back end, bro. Get the guy in the building, and we'll split the millets. Excuse me, split the minutes. Release anybody, whoever you got to do afterwards, bro. We'll just get the guy in the building. I'm tired of the back and forth with Kuminga. Get Russ in, let him work out with the guys, and we'll worry about everything else on the back end, D-Lo.
All right. Kenny, I love you, bro.
Oh, no.
I think I flustered TC.
Oh, the fade.
He's over here talking about Raiders, 49ers, football, bad Shaq movies. We need to sign him. What, Shaq? I don't know how many minutes Shaq can give you anymore, but.
Yeah, I didn't. Even I was like, I don't. Who, TC? Who?
Speculation he was calling the wrong station.
No. TC always rocking with us.
Can you imagine one time? Well, that's not true. He's like, what's up, Alan? And we're like, wait, what?
What? What? What you mean, man? What you mean? Shout out, boy, man. TC.
Shout out, TC, man.
I love the idea. No, just sign him. Figure it out later. That is not how this works. You can't figure it out later.
I think they would have did that already, too, if they could.
Right.
Look at Micah. Sleep at the game. Micah was asleep at the preseason game.
What else was he going to do?
Oh, man. Now, if you had the money, I would be able to do that situation with that TC's talking about with Westbrook. Bring him in. I'll figure out the rotations. Doug will figure out the rotations. But I think the holdup is you can't get him in financially. So you can't just.
I think you can get Russ in financially right
and
now.
And stay under. Because
you still have that $14
million. True, true.
I just don't know that's what you want to do. I mean, obviously you're not paying Russ $14 million. I don't think you want to dip into that.
Yeah.
Until you know.
That's a good point.
You truthfully might not be able to do that or anything else until Kuminga signs that qualifying offer with Golden State. Because that's when it dies. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, there's no conversation to be had with Jonathan Kuminga. That's over. Mm-hmm. Warrior situation, it's over. All right, what are we going to do? And then keep it moving. And then do whatever you're going to do, whether that's Russell Westbrook, which it sounds like it is, or it's something else.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll stay talking basketball. We've got a lot to talk about. It's dumb for me to go, here's what's coming up, bro. It's just spin the wheel. Because we've got a lot.
Like the old dunk contest.
Just like that. And shoot, we got to talk about what happened in Sacramento this past weekend.
Yeah, man.
CeeLo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Have you ever gotten in one of those driverless joints in the Bay Area?
I haven't, man. I obviously seen them all around San Francisco. They got them in, when I was in Arizona, they got them out there heavy too. I'm not ready for that. The homie got one, man. He said it was a little bit of a trip, but nothing happened. Like, everything happened the way it was supposed to, so.
Yeah, I ain't there yet. I ain't there yet. You got to get to know each other first.
No. There's nobody there.
The driverless vehicle. The driverless vehicle. I ain't there yet.
Mm-mm.
I ain't there yet.
Hey, real quick, I meant to tell you last week, guess what I was watching last week?
That not
was
The Office.
It wasn't The Office. Then it's going to be even worse when I say what it was. I watched the animated version of Everybody Hates Chris. Everybody Still Hates Chris. Not bad. Not bad. It's okay. Like the same show. It takes an episode or two to like get used to the fact that it's a cartoon. Mm-hmm. But once you watch an episode, it's just like the regular show. And that was one of my favorite shows of all time. I love Everybody.
Was it really?
Chris. Yeah, I love Everybody. That show was hilarious to me.
Oh, that's good.
Everybody Hates Chris is it's a classic.
I liked it. Is Chris Rock the voice?
Yeah, Chris Rock. They got a lot of the same voices. I think only one, his brother and sister aren't the same voice, but Tashina Arnold's the same voice. Terry Crews, the same voice. Tisha Campbell is in there. She's the same voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Chris is a new voice, but Chris Rock is narrating still.
The only thing I really watched this weekend was Your Aces. Winning their 10th straight.
Doing what we do. Doing
which
what
is
we do.
Absolutely insane.
Stop 10 playing
straight
with us.
To start to wind down this season.
Asia went crazy again. Asia had like 35. And
she's having one of the most ridiculous stretches I've ever seen in the W.
Asia going crazy right now.
And the rest of the Jerry Doc. It's not the Cowboys documentary.
Yeah.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I told you I did. They were roping me into some feelings when that 94 game came around.
Mm.
And the 49ers beat the Cowboys' ass. It was, like I said, it's a puff piece. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really ask the tough questions of Jerry Jones. And maybe that's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say they were tough on Michael Irvin. They told the Michael Irvin story. They told all of it in excruciating detail. They told all of it. But overall, like, I liked it. I was, 14 when they lost. So, like, I was 12, 13. Like, this is when I really started to watch football, like, watch every single week. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't just a casual thing. Like, I had the SI subscription. This is when I was really, really, like, getting into it. But there's a lot of stuff there like that I didn't know. I didn't know that Switzer and Aikman had so much dissension between the two. I don't remember the Super Bowl buildup where they said Troy Aikman was a racist. Like I wasn't aware of any of that. I knew Michael Irvin had some issues. But watching it, you know, from an adult perspective, remembering those, like you brought up I think it was the 92 game with the muffed kick. Like, as I was watching that, I was like, God, I don't remember as much of, like, I remember the euphoria afterwards because that game was the one where I truly didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew it would agitate my grandpa. So I was like all in on it. But I remember being so happy when they won. And the only play I really, really remembered was the muffed kick. It's like, oh, okay, this is coming back to me. And then 90, it's like, okay, I'm starting to remember all of this. And then that's why 94 was like, oh, yeah. I remember this, and it was that nasty ass field, and it was just a ass whooping at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers. And I thought it would have been so funny because this episode ends, and you know Michael Irvin retires, Troy retires, and they run through Emmitt and Emmitt breaking the record as a Cowboy, going to play for the Cardinals, saying he doesn't like it. I had never heard Emmitt talk about his first game as a Cardinal at Cowboy Stadium. And he was just like, I knew then I couldn't do this. Like, I'm a Cowboy. I don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, God, that's the series. But it wasn't. Came back with another episode. It's like, oh, so now they're running through just a real quick, like, what the last, you know, 20 years or whatever of bad, and they sped through it. Like, they showed the Tony Romo play. They showed the Tony Romo plays. You know, they glossed over the Bill Parcells hiring Wade Phillips. They kind of glossed over this real quick. And then it got to like current day, and I'm like, oh my God, are they going to end it with the 49ers beating their ass? And they didn't. They ended with the Packers beating their ass. Like, oh man, what an amazing way to end this that would have been. That Jerry never would have signed off on. But I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
I'm still in the middle of the third episode. And much like you, the first time I remember really tapping in to football was 94. That was that 92. I was nine. So I was just like, oh, the Niners are in, they can go to the Super Bowl. They're just going to win this game again. They always win. So they'll win this game. And I vaguely remember the called back touchdown. And I don't remember anything after that outside of, oh, they lost. Wait, what? I think I remember Alvin Harper's play. That, because I was like, oh, they're going to lose. This is crazy. But 94 was the, and then I remember 93. I just remember they didn't have a chance against the Cowboys. Like, I was like, this is going to be tough. Like, I don't think they can win. But I don't remember specifics.
I remember the Super Bowls more than those 49er games because the first one, they destroyed Buffalo, and that was the Michael Jackson game. The second one, they were losing. And that's where Troy was coming off of that concussion where – he was like, he doesn't remember the NFC Championship game against the Cowboys. And then he starts the Super Bowl and he's terrible. And finally, I think in the dive was Norv Turner, or it might've been Emmett. Emmett sang to Norv Turner, just give me the ball. They're like, okay. So they gave Emmett the ball and just right down the field he goes, and they take the lead back and they kind of sink the Bills after that. And then the one that was really fun was the Steelers one, because that one I remembered vividly. And there it is, Deion Primer, blah, 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 and no one, Larry Brown.
I remember Gordon they Neil were O'Donnell. Trying to, are they going to let Deion play offense? I remember that was a big
they did.
Question going up to that game.
They did.
But yeah, I didn't, you know what I remembered about that Super Bowl the most? That was the day I got
the Steelers one?
No, the Bills second one.
Okay.
That was the day I got my first pair of Jordans.
Okay.
My mom's boyfriend, Barry, shout out Barry at the time, he came back with some Jordan 9s. And he was like, yo, man, I got you some J's. I was like, some real Jordans?
Oh, man. Like, he was trying to win the kid over.
Hey, he did. It worked. That's my boy. Shout out Barry.
Shout out Barry.
Shout out Barry. That's my boy. But that's what I remember, and I remember them losing. But, yeah, 94 was the first time I was like, I had some, I don't want to say some skin in the game, because I always was rooting for the Niners, but I always just thought they were going to win. And that's when I was finally aware, like, oh, they lost to the Cowboys twice. They got Deion. Like, we got to do it this time. That was the first year I really remember feeling that way. And
will you still do the show with me if I buy a Deion Sanders Cowboy jersey?
No.
I don't really blame you.
Hey, but that jersey is cold. I hate that he went there. I hate that.
See, they don't even have the white one on the website. They've got the Thanksgiving joints.
Those jerseys are the white jersey is the best thing they got going for them.
Yeah, they don't have the white jersey on.
Those other jerseys are
I'm not
big.
Looking at Cowboy. I'm looking at Mitchell and Ness. I can get a Shador jersey.
A Shador Brown jersey?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I can.
You know Shador, my boy, but come on, man.
You don't want to get a...
No, man. I did
see,
say...
They don't have the 49ers Deion jersey that I'd want. They don't have
that. You don't want the 75th anniversary joint?
That's the red. I want
the shadows. They don't have a white one though.
See, I would, but they don't have the shadows on here. They just have the red and white ones.
They got a white one with
No, they don't have the white one either.
Yeah, they got a red.
They
one
got
with
a
the shadows.
They got a Steve Young one with the shadows. Yeah. But I don't see a Deion one.
They got a red Deion with the shadows. They don't have a white one because I was looking for the white one.
I might have to go T.O.
Oh, okay. All right. Big cowboy guy here.
Well, you know, T.O. did play for another football team.
They got T.O. on Mitchell and Ness, too.
Oh, you're I'm on Fanatics. I'm on the wrong website. Get off of this stupid-ass Fanatics site. What is this? Ah, there it is.
You see the red joint?
Yeah. Yeah, they got, oh, man.
That one's cold. That one's cold.
Oh,
when
so
I got that Steve
price.
Young, that's the one. Yeah, the price ain't nothing nice. When I got that Steve Young, I was like, oh, man, this feels different. This feels different.
You got a Steve Young jersey?
Yeah, I got it. Steve Young was my boy, first and foremost. First and foremost, that was my boy. That's my quarterback Joe. Joe, I didn't mind you what I just said.
I heard you.
I don't really remember Joe like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Steve was the one. And so yeah, that was my boy. But that was also one of the throwbacks that they had on Mitchell and Ness.
I can't buy a $300 football jersey, man.
Understandable.
God, that jersey's beautiful though.
Understandable.
I can't do it. I'm gonna look at it 14 more times.
Well, who are you going to wear then?
I just might not wear one.
Oh, come on.
I won't participate in kickoff day.
Oh, come on.
I mean, our boss is really excited.
Yeah, come on. Why don't you get a Jake Plummer jersey?
What about Jack Plummer? We discovered him. We'll get a Jack Plummer jersey.
No, let me find a jersey for right now. I'm just gonna close my eyes.
I can
see where the sensor goes. Houston Texans. Let's see. You can get a D'Amico Ryans jersey.
What?
Yeah. He played for the Texans.
A D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico
jersey?
Ryan, the white one. You can get an Andre Johnson one. Those are all. What are the only jerseys they have?
What if I just get? maybe I can just get one of these. Like $160 jerseys.
D'Amico's $150.
God, that's really
expensive. Or $160, excuse me. Or Andre Johnson, you can get that.
I could get the T.O. with the red and the gold.
Let's try again here. Who we got here?
I could get a Deion Atlanta jersey.
Oh, of course I would land on the Cowboys.
See?
Let's try this again.
See? How about them Cowboys?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I can't believe they don't have a white Deion jersey. That's absurd.
They've got the white, and this is only $120. They've got the white Hardy Nickerson joint.
I need to get a Ryder Lions jersey before it's too late. No, you know what? That's what I need. I need a Sac State jersey.
That would be a good look. That would be a good look.
Can you ask your friends over at Sac State if they can get me a jersey to wear for one day so I don't have to drop?
I'd give you one.
I heard there's rumors I have a basketball jersey somewhere, but the coach left town, said I gave it to Kenny. No one knows if this jersey exists or not.
He had it. He's got it with him.
Took it. There's a D-Lo Sac State basketball jersey in Louisiana. Can you ask your friends at Sac State if I could have a jersey to wear for one day?
Yeah, man.
And I'll bring it back.
Hell yeah.
Hell, maybe I need to get a Folsom jersey to wear.
Man. And that was so dope to watch on Saturday night. Folsom, Grant, in the DPH. Seeing that on national TV, on the ESPN, not any of the ESPN news or anything, the ESPN on Saturday night. That was dope, man. Salute to both of those programs for scheduling that game and playing each other. Folsom, I was telling my boy Brandon, who's from here and lives in L.A., we were talking during the game, and I said, man, Grant's the truth. That's a championship team, championship program. Ain't nobody beating Folsom. Ain't nobody. Ryder Lyons too much, man. And then I forgot the young man's name. Sorry about that. The wide receiver that took the muff punt 99 yards for the touchdown. Had a couple other big plays like those two. Nah, ain't nobody beating Folsom this year. But it was so dope. The number of times, you know, you were able to hear, and this stuff means something to us out here in Sacramento. Live from Sacramento. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be right back here in Sacramento as these two teams. Like, it was, that was dope to see. I loved seeing that, man. That was great.
And hey, shout out to the Pacers. That was an ass whooping that they're going to learn from.
Mm-hmm. Sort of got breaking news, sort of. Okay. Raiders signed Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Is he the quarterback? Is he the backup quarterback? All right.
Well, we did ask
well,
who
we did.
Were the other receivers.
Well,
we couldn't
name them. I know who Amari Cooper is.
I know Amari Cooper back with the Raiders.
Jesse was like, hey, we got breaking news.
Sort of.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Really?
Might have been 2 years ago.
So Jacoby Meyer asked for a trade, and Amari Cooper's back.
Back
not the day
the
I was expecting for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Go Folsom.
Okay. Well, wait, what? Oh, man, come on, Florio. You got to word this better. So, yeah, if you look at some of the notes we took, this was kind of one of the things we had written in. Trey Hendrickson agreed to a new one-year deal that gives him a $14 million pay raise that will take him up to $30 million this season. That is not at all what I expected.
Yeah, he'll be playing for a different team next year.
Yeah, he's going to get this year of service, get this money real quick, and then he out of there.
This is hilarious. This is the Bengals' way of paying you, too. Like, we can't pay you 4 years, 30.
Man.
We can do the one if you want.
Wow.
I wonder what he was asking, because I didn't follow that closely, but what he was asking for and what their limitations are on being able to pay.
I'd imagine he was asking for what Myles Garrett was asking for.
Yeah, they can't pay him that.
They've never paid anyone, though.
But no, they
played T. Higgins
Jamar,
and yeah,
the quarterback
played,
and Jamar.
Well, they played T. Higgins, too, didn't they?
I'm not being fair. Before that, yeah. Now they paid those guys. Before that, the Bengals have always been like notoriously cheap.
But that's why I say you're 100% right. But they can't. If he's
had 17 and a half sacks the last two seasons, though.
He's the truth, but
like,
they can't do it.
He's... Yeah, he.
I don't know how they can make that
happen. I don't
think
there's anyone as good as Myles Garrett, but man, he's up there. Like, he's up there with Micah.
He was second in defensive player of the year. Was first team All Pro
last year. Did Myles win? Who won last year?
T.J. Watt.
Mm. Oh, did he?
That's a guess.
I didn't even mention T.J. Watt. T.J. nasty.
Yeah, I understand.
Patrick Surtain. Excuse me. TJ
Watt. Oh, yeah, he did win. Okay.
Yeah. Trey was second, Myles Garrett third, TJ was fourth.
Okay.
Where was 97 on that list?
Hold on. I'm looking.
Keep scrolling.
Okay,
keep
so
scrolling.
He,
keep scrolling.
No, I'm done scrolling. This is 24 guys. He didn't get a vote.
Okay. Well.
I remember when Myles Garrett was like, I want to be traded. And I thought, oh, my God. If you could turn Nick Bosa into Myles Garrett.
Man, I would have traded him so quick.
Turns out Myles wasn't serious. And the Browns wouldn't take the 49ers call, so it didn't matter. God, man,
yeah,
one year, $30 million. That is not what I expected out of that.
In that situation, man, like, yeah, I can't.
Would you pay T. Higgins then instead of one of the top edge rushers in the league?
No.
That isn't, yeah.
I would not let Trey Hendrickson walk.
I guess.
Absolutely not.
We'll just call it bad business, I guess.
I absolutely would not.
See,
do that.
I see it. I see it. I see it differently, though, man. I do see it differently. And I know, much like the Nick Bosa stuff, and like we were like, "Y'all, you're crazy. He's still top flight." Not saying it's his fault. Hear me, it's not his fault. But we didn't have Trey. Defense ain't been good 2 years.
Well, yeah,
like, what am I
going to
pay
guys,
you?
Though.
What am I going to pay you top dollar for?
Because when you do build up that defense, like, that's one of the most important like parts of it.
You need an anchor.
Yeah, like, that's not Trey's fault. They never built out the rest of it.
I don't know. I think I might.
It's like the same thing with Myles Garrett. It's like, what are you going to pay Myles Garrett for? He's not adding wins.
Some would say you probably shouldn't have paid. Like,
but yeah, that's a mistake, though. It's not on those guys. It's like, Trey Hendrickson can't do anything more to get you wins. That's on the front office.
It's not on those guys. But also, we're already not good where you were at. If I give you this type of money, how are we supposed to build a defense around you?
You got to do the rest of your job. I'm not the first guy you're going
to
pay.
Maybe I shouldn't be allocating my funds to somebody like okay, let's ask this question. When is that worked out? How many times has that worked out? Like, he's the premier pass rusher. Give him all the money.
T.J. Watt?
What they win? What the hell have they won? That's your boy, the coach. What have they done?
I mean,
are they perennial Super Bowl contenders?
No, but you need top guys like that. You don't like. Do you just not pay anyone?
I don't disagree.
It's
with
not
that.
On. It's.
I don't disagree. But I.
It's not
I
about the money. It's about not just not doing the rest of your job.
I don't disagree. But I think to a certain degree, that position with the money that is paid, with how much of the cap it takes up, I think that's a little overrated. I think it's a little overpaid and a little overrated because you pay these guys all this money and your team is still sorry. And I'm not saying it's their fault, but shouldn't those funds potentially be allocated a different way to help the team out? Like I said, this never really works out.
Why would you pay T. Higgins? They pay Trey.
Because you can, you're number one, your franchise, you give him as much as you possibly can. You can make the argument that you maybe giving him a defense would help him out too. But if you give Joe Burrow,
no one looked at the Bengals last year and thought that the offense was a problem.
Yeah, because you had T. Higgins, you had Ja'Marr Chase. Maybe if you don't have one of those guys, maybe they double Ja'Marr Chase. Maybe it affects the offense that much where now you've got an issue over there.
Or if you have someone on the other side of Trey Hinton.
Yeah, sure. That could help out too. This is a fundamental aspect of how I look at paying that position. When does it work? When does it work? That's all I'll say. Like
I don't think it's in a vacuum. I think like, yeah, you can pay him. Like that's not, you need to fill out the rest of your roster. That's just,
but how do you do that
to the front office?
If you're giving this guy $60 million
by scouting, but he's not the only guy you're paying though. Like this isn't the first guy to get paid. Like there's,
I mean, you paid Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
How's that worked out for the 49ers?
You've been one of the better teams in the league for the last, I mean, Nick Bosa got his contract, what, 3 years ago?
3 years ago, you went to the Super Bowl the year he got the contract. He didn't perform that well, but you got to the Super Bowl that year, and now you're in a situation.
So is the question about the performance or the makeup of the team?
I think for me, that position getting that much money, I think is a little overblown.
Work for Aaron Donald, Tyler Jennings, and Chris Jones. It's not about paying. It's about just making sure there's other guys that help. This guy getting 17 and a half sacks is no use to me because everyone else is third string quality.
Those two, Chris Jones and Aaron Donald, are also interior defensive linemen. Not
putting pressure
rushers
on the quarterback.
Not edge rushers. I think you can scheme away from edge rushers. I don't know if you can scheme with those guys coming straight up the middle. That's why.
You can't scheme Aaron Donald.
That too. Chris Jones too. But those guys right in the lap of the quarterback and what they're able to do there, I understand paying those guys. I understand paying the edge rushers too. But I just think, yeah, what Aaron Donald was able to do at that position and Chris Jones is able to do at that position is a little bit more disruptive, I think, than those other guys.
Hmm.
Same thing, they talk about Tyler Eagles on Mike Carter. What he's able to do interior and creating that pressure there, for me, that's different than the edge rushers.
Hmm.
But they were also already good teams. So you've got a championship team.
So you're saying the interior pass rusher is more valuable to what you're doing than the exterior pass rusher?
I think sometimes, because they also can stop the run the way they do as well,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes in certain situations you get a little bit more bang for your buck if you have guys who can affect getting to the quarterback from the interior part of the defensive line and stopping the run. But with those two guys, they were also championship teams already.
So you would you pay Micah or no?
I'll get off the fence. No, I wouldn't pay Micah.
Okay.
Would you pay Micah? Both of you guys?
Yeah.
For what?
Make him the highest paid, one of the highest paid defensive guys.
He's one of the best players. He's one of the best players.
An edge rusher,
right?
Edge rusher can win you. Like, yeah, like, I guess if the team's good, like, edge rusher will win you a game.
They're not good.
It's no different. To me, it's no different than a quarterback. You have to build around those guys. And if you don't, you're shortchanging the guys that you're paying. It's the whole, well, we've got to win while the quarterback is cheap. No, you have to continue to develop players while your quarterback is cheap.
I agree 100%, but the quarterback, for a lack of a better word, can't he can't get schemed out of a game. You can scheme these defensive linemen and these edge rushers out of a game.
Mm.
And they're still effective. They still.
I think if you're scheming an edge rusher out of the game, you're opening something up for someone else.
You're scheming the edge rusher by double teaming them and stuff like that.
And that's where the rest of the roster, I think, comes into play.
Okay. All right. I was just going to ask, how are you going to build the rest of the roster when you're paying this guy all this money? I think that's the problem. The Browns still ain't going to be good.
It's not 100%. No, the Browns aren't going to be good for like 15 different reasons.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like,
I don't think Myles Garrett's contract is one of them.
Hold that thought, Jesse. Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll come back. James Hamm at the top of the hour. We won't talk about any of this with James Hamm. Steelin' with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, James Hamm going to join us here at the top of the hour. Been talking football most of the day here on this Monday. So happy you tapped in wherever you at. We'll have a lot of football to talk about over the course of the next, man, we'll have a lot of football to talk about moving forward. We are a little over a week away from the start of the season. We promised we had some big things on the horizon. Those big things have been finalized. We're going to be at Baker Family Wine on Sunday, September 14th, week two, 49ers and Saints. I think it's the Saints that day.
I need that win.
So we're going to be out at Baker at 1 o'clock, Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento at 1 o'clock on Sunday. The very next day, we're going to be at 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino for the second game of the Monday Night Football doubleheader that literally no one has ever asked for, but we continue to get it year after year. But it's Raiders. It's the Raiders in that 7 o'clock game, so we're going to be there. I think we'll be – now, this is not a live broadcast. We're not doing a live show out there. I think we're going to do some pregame stuff before the game begins. But we are going to be out there watching Monday Night Football, watching Raiders football on September 15th. So that is that we said earlier live on air. Sac State home opener is the 13th.
Yeah, man.
You've got three opportunities to catch D-Lo and KC. Sac State on the 13th, Baker Family Wines for 49er football on the 14th, and 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino for Monday Night Football with the Raiders on Monday, September 15th.
They brought up a scenario last week of Sac State has, in the middle of their season, has a Friday night ESPN televised game on October 24th.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in a building. You know I'm in a building. Against Montana, who I think was picked third to win the Big Sky. It was a big time game. Mm-hmm. This big time implications.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody said, wait a minute. That's the same night as opening night at Golden
Utah
One Center.
Jazz are here, yeah.
I said, oh no. I think I've made the decision. I'm going to Sac State.
Okay.
I might pull double duty. You know, I might need a police escort because I might, you know, tap into the Golden
Careful.
One Center.
Well, careful.
Yeah, no, never mind.
Careful.
I'll just take a Waymo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I might double dip on that one.
Now
might be at the basketball game for a little bit and then shoot on down J Street and the East Sac.
I did that one night for the dumbest reason.
Huh.
NXT was at, I think it was Memorial.
Uh huh.
And I went to both.
Football game in NXT?
No, NXT and the Kings.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. I don't even remember what NXT. I don't remember. I'll have to ask WCW what it was that night. But if it makes you feel better,
mm-hmm.
the Kings are home
on Sunday
against your.
No, not my nothing. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Against the Los Angeles Lakers.
So that.
Oh my God. And Halloween is a Friday night.
Are the Kings in town?
They are not.
Oh, okay.
Nope. They're on the road for, they're on the road for 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so they'll open with Utah and the Lakers on Sunday. And then they hit the road on Wednesday for Oklahoma City. They hit the road on Tuesday for Oklahoma City. They'll play Chicago on Wednesday. Milwaukee on Saturday. And what a jackass of a road trip that is. Jesus. And then Denver on Monday before they're back to host the hated Golden State Warriors.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to double dip on that day. That's the plan.
All right.
Because I got to be out there. Because that game might be for first place in the Big Sky. Might be for first place in the Big Sky.
Well, you can't get to first place in the Big Sky without getting to the home opener on the
13th. That's right.
As we mentioned, week two of the NFL season will kick off with D'Lo and KC at Baker Family Wines for 49ers football beginning at 1 o'clock. And then we'll follow it up with Monday Night Football, the second of the week two doubleheader. 7 o'clock start. Your Raiders. I think it's the Chargers that night.
Yep, Raiders, Chargers.
If I'm not mistaken.
In Vegas.
And that'll be at Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, that Monday. So lots of really, really exciting things ahead here, including a Hulu docuseries on the Tar Heels.
So
the football team.
A docuseries,
Bill Belichick's,
or like a Hard
team.
Knocks type deal.
What's the difference?
What?
I think
I'm thinking of like telling me the history. Like, I don't care about Tar Heels.
No, it's going to be on Bill's first year. But is it live? Like, you know, is it Hard Knocks?
That's what I would think it would be.
Or
like
All or Nothing. Because All or Nothing, it all happened.
Yeah.
They put it together. And then are we going week to week?
I think they're going week to week. Hulu did that with. Didn't they do that with like the NFL, with
Hulu?
The Cardinals and like the NFC North, AFC North or something like that? Isn't that Hulu?
I thought that was Amazon. I thought that was All or Nothing.
Follow the divisions.
Yeah,
the teams in the division. HBO Max did that. The in season Hard Knocks now.
Oh, they follow that. Yeah, they followed a whole division.
Yeah.
The Cardinals might have been Prime. Yeah, I think it was.
So the Cardinals one, I think you're thinking of, is definitely
this
Prime.
This is Hulu's first foray into
maybe
the week-to-week situation.
See if we can get some, be focused. Let me see if we can get some clarification on this real quick. I saw the video. I saw the announcement. Oh, this is a four sentence. I have no clue. I have no clue. But their season opens up next Monday. Is next Monday Labor Day?
Yep. Labor Day weekend coming up.
They got Bill on Monday Night Football again.
That's what I'm saying. Prime time, baby. Prime time.
They got Bill on Monday Night Football again.
UNC, TCU. I think that's in Chapel Hill. I'm pretty sure it is.
So this was the Hard Knocks thing. Mm-hmm. Remember when they said the Hard Knocks was going to do Bill Belichick in North Carolina? And then, depending on what you believe, that fell apart or was shut down. Again, depends on who you believe. Mm. And now here we are with Hulu doing the series.
I think Bill's going to do a good job in North Carolina, too. I don't know what that results in.
It is amazing that he hasn't coached a game yet.
We haven't seen him on the sideline in, 2 years? He took 1 year off, right? Or
I think he just took one.
Yeah,
I think he just took one. Yeah,
we ain't seen him on the sideline in a while. He's an OG as well.
Yeah, because the brother they hired, they fired.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any specific breakdown on what this is. It doesn't even look like Hulu's commented on it. The only thing that has been put out there was the announcement. Mm. That's it. So, I don't know.
I watched me some good college football over the weekend, too. I watched that Iowa State, Kansas State game in Ireland. That's always raining. Every time they go there, every year it's raining. So that sucks. But it was a good game. It was good to see college football back. I was watching Davis and Mercer until they got rained out.
You know what you're saying doesn't sound healthy.
I was tapped in all day.
Week zero football.
I was watching Incarnate Word. They lost to Nicholls State. I watched that.
Not even a school.
Kansas beat up on Fresno State. I was watching that game. Hawaii with the comeback victory over Stanford. In Hawaii, Andrew Luck was there.
Well,
new GM. He was in the building.
Yeah.
And then I watched a little NC Central Southern in the MEAC SWAC kickoff classic. It was good stuff. Andrew it was a Luck, football day.
Andrew Luck looks like he needs to like up his calories or something. He looks very frail. He's like, I'm not going to play football anymore. I'm just going to stop eating.
He needs a lineup.
Well, that wouldn't hurt. That wouldn't hurt.
In the meantime, I was watching that. I was locked into that Padres-Dodgers series this weekend, too.
Real quick, did you see any Oklahoma football? Yeah, they probably didn't start in week zero.
No.
They're selling access to press conferences.
Access how?
Like, well, I'm glad you asked. For the low, low price of $692, you and your buddy can go to an Oklahoma press conference. Now, you can't sit next to James Hamm and ask questions that James Hamm, the Oklahoma version of James Hamm or the Oklahoma version of Matt George. You can't sit with them and ask questions. No. You could pay $692 to go to the press conference and sit there.
All right, man. All right.
Now,
what are we doing?
Before we trash this, I think this is genius. And the reason I think it's genius is because someone is stupid enough to pay it.
Oh, yeah. I don't fault the university.
Tyler says, why not just watch it on YouTube? Tyler, doesn't matter. You want to sit up here and be as close to the coach and the players as you'll ever be? No problem. It's going to cost you $692.11 to be exact. And I will take your money every time. And sit you right there and then send your ass out of here.
And this is just a one time. This ain't like a season pass or nothing like that?
The $692? Yeah. That's one game.
Come on, man.
It's one game.
Come on now. All right, hold on while we're here. Just give me a second.
You want to buy your passes?
No.
Oh.
No. I actually don't like Oklahoma football at all. I think they've been frauds my entire life. So
Michael's asking, do the student loans cover the $692. I'm not sure.
So I'm just, give me a second. I'm just trying to figure this out here.
Mm-hmm.
So $692.
Mm-hmm. And 11 cents.
And 11 cents.
Mm-hmm.
To sit in on an Oklahoma press conference after they played Illinois State?
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, they got it. It's cool. Once again, university, somebody will pay for it. Just do what you got to do. The person who does it, man, let me hold a dollar, man. Because you got it.
Someone.
That's crazy.
Here's the thing, though. Someone doesn't have it. And they're still going to find a way to buy that $700 ticket.
That is crazy.
Oh, that's tough.
And just sit there.
Just sit there. Again, you don't even get to ask questions.
And if you try, you probably get kicked out. No refund either.
No refund. Oh, that's brutal.
Shout out to...
Can you imagine James sitting next to the guy who paid $700 to sit there?
Shout out to our guy, Rich. Could be anywhere. He's in the chat today. Shout out to him, man. I just want to say what's up, man, because, you know, LSU, they got a tough game.
Oh, you're a big LSU fan.
No, I'm not a big LSU fan. I'm just saying, LSU, they got a tough game. They play again. Oh, they play Clemson.
Battle of
Death Valleys. You know what I'm saying? Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Hammer, we were the university's new Sooner Magic Moments campaign.
What kind of magic moment is that?